Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Paula, Kevin, and Essie with us. All are active Al-Anon members who have agreed to talk about a basic principle of the Al-Anon program. Paula, what does it mean when we say there is anonymity in Al-Anon?
Anonymity, for me, is, and in Al-Anon, the principle of anonymity, is that it's completely anonymous. So when you attend an Al-Anon meeting, you don't have to give your last name. People that share in an Al-Anon meeting, what's shared in the meeting stays in the meeting. We don't talk about it when we leave the meeting. And the other thing that's really important, because a lot of people are afraid to go thinking that somebody's going to find out they were there, or their active drinker is going to find out they're there and they don't want anybody to know. And alcoholism creates a lot of secrets in families, and so there's fear of going and being found out. The thing that I really find very helpful to me is the fact that I can be myself in an Al-Anon meeting, because who I am and where I work and who my family is and what kind of clothes I wear or how I fashion my hair don't matter. It's not important. We're all there for the same reason. We've been affected by the disease of alcoholism, and although our stories may differ, basically we're there for the same reason. And so I'm anonymous also in who I am, and that frees me up to just be myself, where being exposed to alcoholism, that wasn't always possible. I had to be who I thought the alcoholic wanted me to be, or who a parent might have wanted me to be, and I couldn't really be myself and share how I was feeling. My feelings were very private, and I didn't want to talk about them. And so the fact that that we're all anonymous and we're all basically equal frees me up to be who I am and speak freely. And that's something that's very important to me. And knowing that it's going to stay there is also very important to me, that it's not going to be gossiped about later or held against me at some point, what I share. Mm-hmm. And I think for me that's what's so great about the anonymity principle of Al-Anon.
Kevin, what does anonymity in Al-Anon mean to you?
Anonymity to me is truly one of the cornerstones of this program for me. I mean, when I got here, everything around me was based upon who knew me, and it was very important that I was a public image. And when I got to this program, I was one of many, and yet I wasn't influenced, or what I did not have an influence in the program. It gave me a safe haven to be able to share my experiences of what the disease of alcoholism has been like in my family, to where I could finally see for myself what my part has been in this disease, because I just could not see that I had a part. Everything was, when I first got into this program, was based upon if they would only get better. And anonymity has shown me that, you know, this is about me and being able to share in a meeting without retribution, without someone coming back to me and using that against me, has been a well-found tool that I've never had before. Before, it was always about keeping that light off of me and onto someone else, and this program has allowed me to see that I need to be my own beacon. I need to be able to share my experiences from what I understand, and be able to take the wisdom of those that are in the room with me, so that I can engage that into my life and my everyday practices. Mm-hmm. Anonymity is one of those things in this program that gave me that safe haven to be able to finally start to share what was really going on with me. And the literature has just spoken to me so many different ways, because when I first got into the program, it was like, oh my goodness, everybody knew my secrets, because everything was written about my story. People in the rooms were sharing my story, and yet we were able to gain and hear from one another of how to start to change my life, so that I could have a better fulfilling life than what I've had in the past. And anonymity is one of those things that I practice very hard to make sure that when I see somebody outside the rooms, it's nice to see you, and that's about as far as it goes. And that's helpful, because I don't need to be recognized as, oh, he was at that meeting. And so that's been a really big part of my recovery, and I think that should do it. Thanks for letting me share.
Now, I'm curious, what did you mean when you said that everyone was telling your story? Were these people who knew you before you came into the meeting, or what did you mean by that?
You know, it's funny, because I thought everybody had been peeking through my drapes, you know, because I'd gone to great lengths to make sure that nobody knew what was going on in my home, and yet here was pieces of my story being shared by others within the room, within the literature, all little pieces of my story that was very unnerving to begin with, but it was also very helpful to know that I was finally not unique. There's a feeling of uniqueness that I'm the only one that's going through this. And to be able to find a room full of people gives me that confidence that, you know what, I'm not alone. So hopefully that'll answer that.
Well, I appreciate you explaining that. Essie, we've heard Paula and Kevin explain what anonymity in Al-Anon means to them. How important do you think anonymity is in Al-Anon?
Well, I think anonymity is really important in Al-Anon. And in fact, because in Al-Anon we talk about unity as something that we need. In other words, to recover, I could just get these books and read them by myself, and I don't think it would work. For me, I have to go be with other people. So to be with other people and get anything done, I need to have unity. And to have unity, anonymity is a really important concept. One reason for me that would be true is I can so easily have a swelled head. And anonymity leads me to remember to just be one person among many. And that's something I need in order to work as a group, to just be one among many. So that's, for me, very important personally. But there's an even greater reason, and that has to do with safety. There are some people in a situation where if their family member or friend knew they attended Al-Anon, they could be in danger of being physically harmed. So it is really critical that we don't ever go public with who attends a meeting. We don't tell anyone. We don't tell our friend. We don't tell our spouse who's a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. We tell no one. Because we could really lead to problems for someone else. Mm-hmm. And another way would be no one speaks for Al-Anon. Like, if I want to go talk to my local Mental Health Association's annual meeting about Al-Anon, you know, I tell them I'm going to share my experience with you, but I don't go there and speak as the queen of Al-Anon. I go there telling my experience and how Al-Anon has helped me, but that anonymity in that way, too, protects Al-Anon from my mistakes and my misinterpretation. So I like that. I like the humility that anonymity brings and the trust that it brings. Mm-hmm. I have been in a situation where someone came up to me in public. We saw each other in public, and I smiled at her, and she completely ignored me. And I realized she was with her family member, and I was so grateful, but I didn't say anything because I did find out later that her family member did not know she attended Al-Anon. So that really helped me out and kept her from being harmed. Mm-hmm. So I would say the importance has to do with trust, safety, unity, and humility.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about anonymity in Al-Anon. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at www.alanonfamilygroups.org. Under the topic, just click on comment. Remember, in Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope, so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on How to Locate a Meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-ALANON to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.